brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with AOPA President Craig Fuller. AOPA Aviation Summit begins today. Craig, what can people look for?
Well, we're looking at this summit as a chance to look forward, frankly. We want people to come here and talk with the leaders in the general aviation community about what's ahead, about whether it's products or whether it's programs or whether it's some of the public policy issues that we deal with. The concept behind the Aviation Summit was to make this a place that people in aviation could come and exchange ideas and learn more about new products and also enjoy themselves. We want this to be an event that people and their families enjoy.
Well, as you look through the program, you see a lot of the titles saying, you know, looking forward, future engines, future fuels, the future of aviation. As you were putting together the program, what was the sense that you got from the content that people are going to be seeing?
You know, one of the things I've found is that people who have a passion for aviation are undaunted in their desire and their quest to continue flying. And I think we're at a point where we've come through a very difficult economic period, and we want to look forward to seeing increased activities in aviation and flying. And that's some of the things that people are going to be talking about in their presentations. There certainly are issues out there. The fuel issue you mentioned is a real one. But I think people are going to be talking about some positive developments in those areas. So this is really a gathering that looks ahead into 2010 and beyond, and about some of the things that we can expect to see in general aviation.
Well, while you're looking at the future, the context is the present. And as if on cue, USA Today came out with yet another one of their stories, essentially slamming general aviation. How does that affect the mood of something like the summit?
You know, I don't think too many people are affected by an article in one publication like that. I think there's a great deal of support, frankly, across the country for airports. We've got some 5,200 that serve the general aviation community, and general aviation provides tremendous support to companies around the country. One of the reasons we created General Aviation Serves America and launched a campaign is to tell the story about the value of general aviation. And we've got a rally here in Tampa to bring together some of the people, both public officials and some of the associations that have been part of that. There's a lot of enthusiasm for telling our story and telling it more aggressively. And an article like the one you referred to, frankly, just I think causes us to want to redouble our efforts. And I think our story is being heard. I think the support we're seeing in Congress today, we're going to have some members of Congress here with us in Tampa. I think the support we're seeing both in opposition to user fees and some of the help we've had on some of the security regulations says to me that people, our elected officials, understand the value of general aviation, even if USA Today seems to still need a little help.
Okay, well, there are some technological advances for the summit. AOPA has been looking to the future. If we can't attend the summit, then how can we attend virtually?
Well, you know, I'm glad you raised that. I've had the feeling that here we sit at AOPA today, proud to have 415,000 members and excited to have probably 10,000 with us here in Tampa, but that leaves a whole lot of people out of being able to be with us and participate in this session in Tampa. And technology really allows us to reach out to our membership and even beyond our membership. And so beginning at 9 o'clock with the Thursday morning meeting and running through Saturday, AOPA Live, really our own in-house webcast broadcast, if you will, we'll be covering the summit with live webcasting. It'll show the morning programs from the ballroom here at the Tampa Convention Center. And then we have an actual presence in the exhibition hall in a center stage, as we're calling it, studio-like environment, where both I and some of my colleagues are going to be conducting interviews with elected officials, with leaders from the manufacturing community. We've got a TSA representative coming to talk a little bit about security issues. Patty Wagstaff's going to be interviewed. On and on it goes with some of the notables from the aviation community. All that's going to be available for the people who are attending, but it'll also be available through AOPA Live, which you can find by going to www.aopa.org starting Thursday morning. We're even going to provide the capability for people who want a question asked of somebody who's going to be appearing on AOPA Live to email that question in, and they'll be taking those questions, and that'll help us shape the interviews that we're conducting throughout the summit.
Okay, well, the format has changed, the content has changed. What do you hope that delegates, whether they're virtual or actually on hand in Tampa, what do you hope that they're going to take away from the first summit?
You know, one of the messages that I'm going to be repeating over and over again is the real importance of engagement by those of us who care about aviation. We need to be engaged with a broader community. We need to be telling our story. And so I want people here to come away with a sense that the aviation community is going to be strengthened as we go forward. We've got wonderful products out there. We've got people who are deeply committed to aviation, and we want to see a building in this of this community as we go forward. That can't happen unless we engage with people, engage with policymakers, engage with the media to tell our story and to make sure people understand the value of general aviation. So those are some of the kinds of messages that I think will be coming out of Tampa, either for the people who are here or through AOPA Live.
Well, we're going to let you get back to engaging with your members. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by XMWX Weather, the Bose Aviation Headset 10.